720 WGN. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. You probably know somebody who's taken Zantac. Seemed like that was the go-to drug for many years. There is a person, an Illinois woman, who said she developed colorectal cancer from taking that heartburn drug for nearly 20 years. It's gone to trial. And when I mentioned you were coming on, it's former Judge Henry Simmons, but everybody seems to call you Judge still. So thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. That is correct. I retired, and now I'm the managing partner of Clifford Law Offices.
And nobody involved in the case wanted to talk to us, so I'm glad you're joining us, because this is a big case, right, especially to be tried here in Chicago?
This will be a hallmark case in the Chicagoland area. It's the first case that has gone to trial. I think opening statements are scheduled for Thursday, and it is the first trial with this drug in Cook County or the state of Illinois.
Now, this woman, Angela Vandel, Valandez? Anyways, she's 89 years old. And
yes.
Some would think that, maybe with age, your cancer risk goes up if you've not previously had it. But she really said, after reading the warning labels on the Zantac that she had been taking for 20 years, she realized that this could be the cause of her cancer.
That's correct. And I can tell you, this is the road of how these trials proceed. So the plaintiff will have an expert that says that taking this drug, in their belief, causes cancer. The substance that the FDA found in Zantac in 2020, they decided to make a recall on all those drugs. So the plaintiff's expert will say, not only was there a carcinogen in this particular medicine, but that it did cause her cancer. Now, on the other hand, the defense will have their expert, and their expert will say a number of things. I believe, and I don't know for sure, we'll find out on Thursday in opening statements, but I believe they will say that their product does not cause cancer. And in the alternative, if you believe that it has this substance, the plaintiff did not prove that this substance caused her cancer. So you're right.
Right. But
it's going to be the battleground.
She's suing two pharmaceutical companies, but I understand the original lawsuit involved 11 companies, including Walgreens and their subsidiaries and Pfizer, and those people settled out of court. I know as a judge and as a lawyer, you're going to tell me just because you settle out of court does not indicate guilt, right?
Correct. And there's some other theories that some of those entities were charged or the complaint alleged, and some of it had to do with warnings, inadequate warnings. Without getting into the weeds and knowing exactly the details of their complaint, there are companies that will settle rather than going to court and admit no liability.
Because it saves them money in the long run.
Correct.
Yeah. And what makes this a blockbuster case? Could this turn into a class action lawsuit down the line if she does prove that this particular drug, Zantac, led to her cancer?
Well, that's a very good question. So there's a misconception in the community talking about class action. So these are mass torts. Because think about it. Everybody has different damages. Everybody has different ailments. There may be wrongful death involved. The damages aren't similar. In class actions, what makes a class action is that everybody suffers a similar damage. And these are mass torts. So what it could do is it could encourage other law firms to go to trial, especially in Cook County, if they have cases that are filed in Cook County. If the verdict comes back in favor of the plaintiff, it may encourage these two companies, pharmaceutical companies, to settle cases that are on the docket, or they may battle them. Now, depending on what the verdict is, how much the verdict is, if the plaintiff wins, it may cause the companies to file an appeal. The good news for plaintiffs in Illinois is that there is pre-judgment interest assessed on whatever the verdict is.
And Henry,
therefore, the company has to decide, are we going to battle this in appeal? because there's 9% pre-judgment interest. Otherwise, everybody would appeal every case that's filed.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to be, you have to level the playing field. Plaintiff wins in court. Defendant, if you want to appeal, well, you have to think about it and decide whether you could win that appeal or if that appeal really is a viable appeal. Otherwise, people would file appeals on every case they lose.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely. Henry Simmons is with us, managing partner at Clifford Law Offices. We're talking about what they're calling this blockbuster trial that's being held in Chicago. It's a suit that calls Zantac, it's marketed as a safe and effective antacid, and it's used by millions of people. And this woman said, look, it's caused my cancer. But back to the point that she is 89, and if this trial goes on and there's appeals, I mean, this takes a long time, right?
Could take quite some time. The makeup of the jury will be very important in this case.
If you're representing her, who do you want on the jury?
I would pick people that would be sympathetic with my client. Now, what does that mean? People of the same age? Life is precious, whether you're 68, 58, 22, 89,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Our loved ones that are that age, it's life is precious. But I would probably focus on people that, number one, you're going to have questionnaires that ferret out a lot of data in order to enable you to pick the proper jury that you believe will assist your client.
That's always the key.
I would imagine that one of the primary questions will be if members of the potential jury use this type of medicine for anti-acid control, right?
Right, right.
But the answer to your question is I would want middle-aged to senior citizens on the jury if, in fact, the defense, in a very ingenious or coy or underhanded method, tries to point to the fact that this woman is elderly and she won't live that long.
Yeah,
now,
I know. Terrible.
Life expectancy tables will come in, but I'm not sure on how much suffering she's endured because of this cancer. So that may change the dynamic as well.
Yeah,
she could be suffering for years.
Absolutely, and you've got to think that if you are going up against two pharmaceutical companies, and I'm going to have to let you go here, Henry, but they've got the best legal team that can be bought. Correct.
A legal team that Clifford Law Offices would never fear. Okay, and I'm sure this law firm is adept as well and well schooled and has experience in this area. You know, as a final comment here, and this happens all over the country, and somewhere along the line, you see it with talc, you see it with Johnson & Johnson.
Yep.
Somewhere along the line, plaintiffs have to have access to the courts to challenge these big corporations that one may allege, whether it's true or not, let a jury decide, that it's profit over safety.
Right, and that is the key. All right, we'll follow this trial. That is Henry Simmons, managing partner at Clifford Law Offices.